The Warriors are heading to Portland for games 3 and 4 after a practice on this Friday at team headquarters. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warriors Sound practice report, and we will hear from head coach Steve Kerr, as well as Draymond Green and Andrew Bogut. But we start with Coach Kerr addressing the work that Stephen Curry got in on the court today at practice.
I will tell you that today was by far the best he looked. He's made progress each day, and he took part on the court in our practice today. We didn't scrimmage, but we did a lot of defensive work, 5-on-0, full court shooting stuff, and he took part in all of it. And he looked much, much better than he did even 2 days ago. So it's a great sign, but we still want to see him in a 3-on-3, 5-on-5, and I don't think that'll happen by tomorrow at 5:30 Portland time.
You know, it's this mental war of, you know, doing what's best for your body and wanting to play. Like, do you think people understand how difficult that is for injured athletes to that inner battle that they have to go through? I'm sure maybe you've had it. Have you had any?
I've had it this year.
Yeah. Right. I was thinking that's a player.
Yeah. As a coach, I've had it. I think it's tricky on all fronts. You know, for Steph, he has to think about his future. He has to think about his rhythm. He has to think about, when I say future, I'm talking about, beyond this year. But he has to think about his rhythm, like how long will it take him to feel 100% while he's going through that. What's his body going to feel like? And we have to think about, what's he going to look like? What's he going to do to our rotation? Ironically enough, you don't think about that usually with the MVP, but it's the playoffs. It's the highest level of basketball on earth. And throw a guy out there at 75%, it changes everything. And so there's all kinds of factors here and dynamics. But the great thing with Steph is he is smart. He's easy to talk to and reason with. And so whatever we end up doing with him will be through his consultation, with his agreement, and we'll figure it out together.
Where did you see the most improvements in him today?
Just the lateral movement. I mean, he really, today, he just looked like he had a bounce to his step, where in the last week he's been slowly inching his way forward, moving a little bit quicker each day. But today was the first day I thought he looked like himself.
Yeah. Do you plan on Sunday to maybe doing it on like a light scrimmage or just to see where he is maybe?
More than likely it would be a 3-on-3 like we did in Houston. We're not going to go 5-on-5 day in between games. Too many guys need the rest.
Is that what makes him unlikely for game 4 where he doesn't have that full practice?
I would still say he's doubtful for game 4, but with a little more optimism based on what I saw today, and then we'll get a look tomorrow and Sunday, and we'll see how much progress he makes, and we'll go from there.
Looking at the back of the first 2 games, what areas are you looking for improvement in game 3?
We need a better start on the road. We can't afford to be down 19-4, whatever it was right away. They said the same thing after game 1. It's true for both teams. You want to get off to a good start just to settle in. But as far as, our overall play over 2 games, pleased that we're taking care of the ball. That has to continue. And our defense has to be ready to go from the start. We didn't really pick it up until the second half, and we got to be ready to roll right from the beginning tomorrow.
Is the start more important on the road?
Yeah, it's always more important on the road. I don't know that we win that game the other night without our crowd. The way things were going, Portland's crowd is a lot like ours. 2 of the best crowds in the NBA, maybe the 2 best. And I thought our crowd the other night helped us win, helped us come back, helped us regain momentum. Obviously, we won't have that edge tomorrow night, so we've got to be able to count on our own play to deal with the dynamics we're going against.
Over the last couple of years, you guys have been really good on the road, even in the playoffs. What is it about this team that somehow on the road they seem to take it up another level?
The fear factor, you know, the old Greg Popovich line, appropriate fear, it definitely comes into play, especially in the playoffs. You go on the road and your guard is up. And our guard was down before game two. As much as we all talked about keep your guard up, keep your guard up, our guard was down. And they popped us right from the beginning. And you go on the road and you're playing against a great team in front of a loud crowd. Your guard is automatically up because you have that appropriate fear, and we've had that, and so hopefully we'll have that tomorrow.
All right, here's the latest from Draymond Green after practice with the Warriors leading 2-0 in this Western Conference semifinal series.
I just got to, you know, come out of swing first. You know, they're a very good team at home. You know, their crowd's really good. Crowd get into it, especially when they get the hitting shots. So just got to come out of swing first, and that's most importantly, more important defense on the defensive end than offensive end.
You seem like one of those guys that enjoys going into these opposing arenas and kind of quieting them down. Is that part of your makeup that you enjoy that challenge?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed, you know, it's nothing better to me than winning on the road. You know, the silence is another team's crowd. Like, there's nothing better. There's no better feeling than that. So, you know, I really enjoy going to win on the road. That's always been fun for me.
Steph says the same thing. What is it about you and him that you think really gets you guys off when you go on the road?
I think it's just that competitive nature, you know, that you against the world feeling. It's kind of how it is on the road. You got your guys who you out there with, and pretty much everybody else against you. We used to have a good following on the road, you know, but can't always just try to depend on that. You know, you're usually going to be outnumbered, so it's just that. You know, that me against the world feeling, you know, when you're on the road and the silence, the crowd, like, it's always fun.
Draymond, I think you were saying that Dame was giving it back to you a little bit in the last game. Do you find that guys shy away from giving it back to you now, or do people happily participate in that?
I think it depends on who it is. You know, some people just don't talk at all, and some people do. I enjoy it more when people do, though.
You kind of know by now, most guys, you know the guys that will talk back to you though, right, pretty much?
Yeah. Kind of figure out who it is, and, you know, those are usually the guys I like to talk to. It's fun, make the game fun.
Do you pick and choose guys that you think you can get in their heads a little bit?
No, I mean, sometimes, yeah, it depends. Like I said, it all depends on who it is.
Yeah.
But some guys you just know you can get to.
Yeah, yep.
It's always the same rap, or it's a different rap?
However I'm feeling that day.
And we stay with the front court for even more comments. Here's what Andrew Bogut had to say today after practice.
Look, I mean, the 73 thing, it was just such a big build-up. It was every day for, you know, basically since February. As far as playoff experience goes, you know, we've been in all kinds of situations. We've been down 2-1 twice last season and came back and won the series. So those kind of experiences are invaluable. You can't teach that in a training camp. You can't teach that with a young team. So to go through those kind of things, having different lineups throughout different playoff series, there's, you know, some playoffs, different guys played more minutes. I didn't play as much in the finals and didn't play the last two games, but played a lot in the conference finals against Dwight. You know, then Festus comes in and has a huge impact last game. You know, things like that. I don't think we have guys that pat about that. We know the end goal is a championship, and if we can win it, everybody gets credit.
Did the two games you won without Steph help you when he comes back?
I think so. I think obviously it tells him that we're holding the fort down for you, and we're not using that as an excuse to maybe lose a game. But it'll be a difference. It'll be a tough game tomorrow. Different story tomorrow.
Andrew, have you seen a different kind of emphasis in the minds of the players on ball movement since Steph got injured? Is there more of a thought behind it than that?
We move the ball even with Steph pretty well. Yeah. I mean, it just becomes a point in the game where if we move the ball well and Steph's got hot, that yeah, he'll dribble up and shoot a shot from the logo. Whereas we're not doing that as much these days without him. So we feel like we move the ball well with him, but obviously it's an emphasis for us that we got to, you know, we can't really straight ISO guys as much without Steph. You know, Steph's our isolation guy, is one of the best in the world at getting his own shot off. Clay's pretty good at it as well, but if we, you know, similar to that game yesterday, it was a straight isolation game for Toronto and Miami, and that's not the way that we want to play.
Even as you were going through the whole season, you keep an eye on San Antonio and what they were doing and how they were playing?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's hard not to notice it. I mean, they flew under the radar a lot, and they were having a record-breaking season themselves. So we obviously do it a lot of what we've done around here, around what they've done, kind of followed the similar philosophies with Coach Kerr and Pop. So we respect them, and obviously they were like a big brother, a little brother relationship to us the last decade or so. You know, they beat the absolute crap out of us. So, you know, if it comes to that, we'll see what happens.
You've said in the past, Andrew, that you don't get so caught up in your own role just as long as you do whatever the team needs to be done. How comforting is it for you that Steve has four or five different options as bigs to go, and they all do different things? You guys all do different things.
That's great. I mean, look, we have not just bigs, even our forwards with Andre and Iguodala and Harrison and Sean can move to the forward spot. We have Brandon Rush has had great games for us this season. You know, with the exception of Draymond, Clay and Steph, who are going to play, you know, 40-odd minutes a night, everyone else is kind of interchangeable, and those minutes can vary. So I think to have the confidence to go to a guy, you know, Festus didn't play the first game, so you got to give coach credit to have confidence to go to him, and you got to give Festus credit for being ready. So we have a lot of guys like that are ready to play. And, you know, I understand it. Look, if I'm having a bad game and, you know, they go to Mo or Festus and they're having a better game than me, I'm cheering for them because we're going to win the game. You know, it's a little bit different than on other teams where you're like, oh, this guy's stealing my minutes. You know, I'm going to get paid less. I'm not going to get paid. And, you know, it's completely different kind of environment around here. And I think that's what we've built. And hopefully we can keep it together for a long time.
Your legs feel better with these 3 days in between games?
Yeah, definitely. It always helps to get – it's kind of a weird break to have in the middle of a playoff series, but I think it's good for both teams. Probably better for us. We're a little bit older than them. But, yeah, you take any days you can get off at this point in the season.
Your change in location going up there, how different do you expect it to be once you guys step into that visiting arena?
Very different. You know, we know they have some of the best fans in all of the NBA. You know, the playoff series there. We've had a couple of guys, I think Barbosa has played there with Phoenix and said it's absolutely crazy. So it's going to be a hostile environment. We know that they're a very proud city, very proud team, very well coached. So we've got to come in there with the right mindset. We've been there before, but it'll definitely be a different atmosphere than Houston was.
All right, game three on Saturday at the Moda Center in Portland. Game four will be Monday night. With this Warriors Sound Practice Report, I'm Lawrence Scott.